long is it?
Like, Gohan's releasing his energy. I'm feeling like.
This is 90.7 FM WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crises strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Bridge Street Theater.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chook and Maimon families in memory of Bob Chook of Pearling, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio, their generosity and investment.
Right now.
happening right now. Praise goes up and the blessings come down. Yeah, sometimes it's just like that too. Praise God. Some days it's just like that. How y'all doing out there in Radio Land? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, checking in on you and saying welcome to the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I'm not here alone. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold of me and my audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services is here. How you doing, Brother Randall?
I am doing just fine. I think I'm coming down with a little something, but I am doing just fine. But I hope our bright side listeners are even doing better.
All right. That's what we're here for. We give you some of those gospels, okay? All right. Well, much health and strength. And all of you out there that might be going through a little something-something, we pray for a speedy and full recovery. And sometimes it's not that speedy, but let it be full. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloveds, we do have the music for you, the music for the heart and the mind and the soul. And we have a wonderful lineup again. We're also adding to The Moment by Ms. Tasha Cobb-Leonard, which is what you just heard. What a beautiful name. This one is by Rachel Bota, and I think she's in Africa. I love this version. One Name, Naomi Rain, as featured, but I also think that there's a choir with her there. Your Power by Lecrae, also featuring Tasha Cobb. Send It Down, Karen Clark Shear. Jesus, Lover of My Soul, Darlene Jek. Trust and Obey, Erica Campbell. Speak to Me, Corin Hawthorne. After those seven songs of music for the heart, mind, and the soul, I'll be back with my spiritual commentary for today. What a beautiful name. One Name, Your Power, Send It Down. Jesus, Lover of My Soul, Trust and Obey, Speak to Me. Here's the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Let the music play, my friend.
Yeah. I need it from moment to moment. I need it to get where I'm going. I need it to fight the opponent. The power that move every mountain. Protect me when evil surround me. I know it's a power living in me. People don't see it, but it's all around me. Yeah, they told me it's over, I'm finished. But God said just wait and bear witness. He split the red ties, made it dead rise. Just let him handle his business. They told me confess and believe. I got so much dirt on my knees. Cause I've been talking to the Lord all day. Telling him all of my needs. I need mercy, need grace. Need strength, I need faith. Need power cause the world's dark. Having trouble seeing your face. All of my life, I had to fight. I done got tired of fighting. You give me life, you give me light. I got the power to try.
You're on my knee in my darkest hour.
Open up my eyes, couldn't see the sun shining. Mama could have died, cousin still on trial. Life is such a fine line. I had to deal with the pressure. I had to fight through depression. I told my sister, don't give up. Got no for changing the weather. Sometimes you dance in the rain. Sometimes you pray through the pain. But whether it's a clear or a cloudy day, I'ma keep trusting his name. Made me a believer. Taught me the presence and power of Jesus. Made a way where it wasn't. Gave me strength.
You're
to
me in my darkest hour.
Send your power down.
Down. this I hear, I can hear it so clear, speaking right into my soul, telling me things I should already know, but my ways are too hard to let go.
You're listening to WTXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WTXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries International Church, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This you're listening to Trust and Obey, Miss Erica Campbell. After that, Speak to Me by Corin Hawthorne, and then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
What's this I hear? I can hear it so clear, speaking right into my soul, telling me things I should already know, but my ways are too hard to let go. To me it's okay, and all of your sins will be gone if you just trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Try to hear what I say and do it my way. Trust.
nothing feels better than to know you. And nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah. And you mean the world to me. You are my everything. And I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking. And you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing. But I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, every time I kick it with you, it's no games, no games. Oh, don't change, don't change. Cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything. And I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it, wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
Yes, beloved.
Trace your hand, Father, would you please take this cup from me, but nevertheless I will still say yes, nevertheless I will still say yes. You can't
nevertheless, I will
still say yes.
Nevertheless, I will.
I will.
Nevertheless, nevertheless. Well, beloved, it is me. It is I, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I do have a word. Praise the Lord. Woke up 4 o'clock this morning and was just in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, I believe that this is a word that's going to help and empower somebody somewhere. This message may not be for everybody, but it is for somebody somewhere. Because somebody somewhere needs a miracle. Somebody somewhere needs a breakthrough. Somebody somewhere is asking God, how am I going to make it through this? It's for somebody somewhere who's wondering about their future, because right now you don't know what else to do. You have cried. God's seen you. You've prayed. You've lost sleep. You don't want to eat. Nobody knows but God and you how much energy it takes for you to get out of bed each day. When the day ends, you marvel at how much energy you had to take care of all the people and things you had to take care of. The self-care coaches say take a walk. Pamper yourself with a day at the barbershop or salon. Or spend time with people you love. You've done all the things and nothing feels any different. Nothing has changed. If you're that somebody out there somewhere, I've got a double don't quit in the dip word of encouragement that I believe God will use to equip, empower, and help you to hold on. Some folks would say just hold on a little while longer. And some folks would say hold on till your change comes. And some folks would say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I place myself in that latter category because I don't know how long it takes till the change will come. I don't know how much longer it's going to be, but I do know a little something about God's unchanging hand. Beloved, we've got to learn to lean and depend on Jesus and hold on to God's unchanging hand. The idea of holding on to God's hand. Well, I can't imagine somebody somewhere saying, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. I've got too much work to do. I've got mouths to feed. I've got bills to pay. I've got problems. And every time I turn around, there are more problems. My tired is tired and I'm sick of being tired. I've been asking God, would you please give me a hand? And you're telling me to keep on going like this. And the best you can tell me is to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. I was going to use an illustration of a child learning how to walk. You know, they start off independently, but at some point they get tired or unsteady and they will extend their hand to a person they trust to help them take that next step or to lift them up because they want to get some rest from all the effort they exerted taking those steps. I love seeing small children walking with confidence, safely and securely holding on to the hand of an adult where just by looking at them, you can sense the love and protection that they receive and that they feel. It is unfortunate and ungodly that there are times when hands that were loving and protective become threatening and destructive and abusive. When hands that were once the emblem of caring become the hallmark of suffering, shame, and pain. Yes, it is true. For somebody somewhere, the hand of people have failed you. Well, beloved, if that is you, I've been there too. And the best thing I ever did, and I am convinced the best thing that you can do, is hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yesterday, I was invited to witness and celebrate the history-making installation of a 42-year-old woman as the first African-American woman to pastor the Second Missionary Baptist Church in Catskill, New York. Now, for some of you who are not familiar with the Baptist Church and their traditions, let me just tell you that this was not only historical, it was monumental. Because when I first began to preach, and even still today, but I know in some Pentecostal churches and some Baptist churches that women didn't have it easy if they received a call from God. But this beautiful, educated, humble, capable young woman was elected to succeed her father, who had pastored the same church for 25 years. Her mother told the crowd of witnesses of her diagnosis years ago as a junior in college, a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, and how this young woman for 15 years took multiple sclerosis to school, earning 7 degrees. The brief bio in the installation service bulletin spoke of the many positions she has held in serving God in the Baptist Church, in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, in serving his people and her community. And I know, as I and others have often said about Reverend Dr. Chanel Turpin, that she was told she had multiple sclerosis, but multiple sclerosis did not have her. She had praying parents, a prayerful and supportive family, an extended family. And she had an awareness deep down in her soul that if she held on to God's unchanging hand, she would see the goodness of the Lord while she lived. I was deeply touched by her words when she said her mother prayed for her and kept on praying, refusing to see her soul end up in hell. I know somebody somewhere under the sound of my voice is that praying person, refusing to see your loved one's soul end up in hell. And my word to you is don't stop praying. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I appreciated her mentioning the women who blazed the trail, women who were told they couldn't wear pants or preach from the pulpit, but had to speak from the floor. I was of that generation and had those experiences even after I made history as the first woman to pastor the AME Church in Columbia County 33 years ago. Witnessing what God did at that Baptist church on yesterday brought me to remember to hold on to God's unchanging hand and to help somebody else to hold on to. Tips to holding on to God's unchanging hand, beloved. is love and trust God. Except you come as a little child, you will not see the kingdom of God. You will not see the kingdom of heaven, except we come as little children. Trust and obey. Number two, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, the songwriter said, but to trust and obey. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, we are told, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. In Psalm 32 and 8, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. James chapter 1 and verse 5, he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given them. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, he says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Beloved, we've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're living in difficult days, danger all around. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. There are unstable times and uncertain days. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. In Proverbs 16 and 3, he says, commit your way, your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Hallelujah. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. Sometimes, beloved, his plan is better than his plan. But if we trust and obey, hallelujah, we will learn to just hold on to God's unchanging hand. And so, beloved, you know my word, my mantra. Don't quit in the dip. Hallelujah. Just hold on. God's got you. Hold on to his hand. This is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. Women's History Month, beloved, by the way. And we're celebrating women. We've been playing women all month long. Hallelujah. Women that are anointed and appointed by God to share the good news of his redeeming love through song. We've got another song for you. God is changing your story. Yes, beloved. After that, I'll be back with my final comments. kind, beloved. God is kind. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on to his hand. Yes, beloved, this is Pastor Tim. And listen, this is a wonderful, wonderful time of year of all of us spring enthusiasts. The first day of spring is happening this week on Tuesday. Yes, beloved. So glad about it. Today is St. Patrick's Day, the patron saint of Ireland and the Irish folks and their descendants, and celebrating, you know, with the wearing of the green and the shamrocks and the corned beef and the cabbage and all of that kind of good stuff. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all you who are celebrating today. Pray you stay safe out there and, you know, drink responsibly. No driving under influence. All right. And also, Wednesday is International Day of Happiness. Amen. Happiness, that depends on what's happening, but we're not depending on what's happening, right? We have joy, joy, joy. Jesus said, I give you joy, joy that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. Let's go for that too. But it's okay to celebrate the day of happiness on Wednesday. World Oral Health coming up this week. Also Poetry Day, Down Syndrome Day. The day for the elimination of racial discrimination on the 21st. How about that? Let us think and pray and work toward that. And also, this time next week will be Palm Sunday, when we celebrate, hallelujah, Holy Week's beginning. So, beloved, listen, until we get to speak again, remember never to forget. And all of these things that are happening and coming up and things to come, God is still there. God ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. If you haven't found him, you can seek him. He will be found. He will be found. If you want to know him as your personal Lord and Savior, just open up your heart and your mind to him and ask him to come into your life. He'll show you. He'll show you. And listen, beloved, we have a prayer line ministry. I don't speak of this often enough, but if you want prayer, amen, you can call in at 7:30 a.m. any week morning. 516-387-8591, 516-387-8591. We'll be there to pray with you, give you a word of encouragement, sing some songs to the glory of God, and bless your soul, all right? I pray that you have a great weekend, that you stay safe and stay blessed, and remember never to forget, God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more, and he loves you best. If you stay in that knowledge, you'll rest and be blessed. This is Pastor Kim, Overcomer Ministries, and I'm getting ready to leave the line for this time. But we got one more song for you. You will see the goodness of the Lord. Again, congratulations, Reverend Dr. Chanel and Second Missionary Baptist Church on your first woman pastor. Peace, beloved.